our motto. You always find the motto of the day behind Goswami Maharaj and myself. Is entering into an awareness of that you have an eternal relationship with Krishna. Today's verse is all about that. So we have to find it. Could you be so kind to move it down so the Bengali? Oh yeah, down. So that I can read that. Yes, thank you. Is it written somewhere? Good. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shrita Gadadha Shivasadi Go Bhakta Vinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shrita Gadadha Shivasadi Go Bhakta Krishna Tumana Yari Palaika Bara Hana Yari Baleka Bara Maya Banda Hoite Krishna Tare Kare Para
Maya Banda Hoite Krishna Tare Kare Para
Krishna Tuma Hana Yari Baleka Bara Maya Banda Haite Krishna Tare Kare Para
Maya Banda Haite Krishna Tare Kare Para
Krishna Tumana Yari Bale Kabara
Krishna Tumana Yari Bale
Maya Banda Haite Krishna Tare Kare Para
Maya Banda Haite Krishna Tare Kare Para
Krishna Tumar Hana Yari Balai Kabara Maya Banda Haite Krishna Tare Kare Para
Maya Banda Haite Krishna Tare Kare
Para
Krishna Tumar Hana Yari Kare Para
Krishna Tumar Hana Yari Bale Kabara Maya Banda Hoite Krishna Tare Yes! Krishna Toma Hana Yadi Bale Kabara Maya Banda Hoite Krishna Tumana Yari Bale Kabara Maya Banda Hoite Krishna Mare Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Krishna Nasi Dragi Gospodin Krishna No? Something like this. Yes, yes, please. Yes, no, just...
Krishna. Повторяйте, пожалуйста.
Krishna.
О, Господь Кришна.
О, Господь Кришна.
Тумара Хана.
Tamara.
Yatvoi.
Yadi.
Yes.
Yes.
Bale. Кто то скажет?
Нама Ом Вишну Падая Кришна Престая Бутале Симате Бхакти Веданта Свамините Намине Намасте Сарасвате Деве Гаурабани Прачарине Нирвишеша Шуньявари Аскатьяри Затарине Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. At which stage do you think Krishna consciousness becomes real?
Как вы думаете, с какого момента, на каком уровне сознание Кришны
At which stage does your spiritual life have a real foundation? At which stage does your spiritual journey really start? The Prema Vivata gives a wonderful point. In this work, Jagadananda Pandit explains that the living entity only can start his spiritual life if he becomes knowledgeable of his true identity as a pure spirit soul, an eternal servant of Krishna. This awareness that, my Lord, you and me are related. I have something to do with you. Moves into the heart of the living entity. And in the very beginning of this realization, he wakes up from a dream, a painful dream of material illusion. At the time when you really understand, I am related to Krishna, I'm his part. At that time, you don't want material entanglement any longer. You feel sorry for the many lives which you have lived. You will say, My Lord, I have wandered through 8,400,000 villages and I'm still so hungry. I have not gotten anything to eat. Now I am waiting before your door. Please feed me the nectar of your holy name. You will say, Alas! In Serbian you say, Ovaya! Yes, Ovui! Why have I served this illusory material energy for so long? You regret that you were so foolish and you cry out. Увуй, Krishna, my Lord, I'm your eternal servant. Ever since I left the shelter of your lotus feet, my life has been completely devastated. Now, as we learn from this text today, when Krishna sees that someone turns to him, sincerely saying, I'm yours, Krishna accepts that person.
В сегодняшнем тексте мы прочли о том, что когда кто-то искренне обращается к Кришне и говорит, Кришна, я твой, то Кришна принимает такого человека.
And you know what Krishna does?
И знаете, что делает Кришна?
Krishna Taridena Nidya Chitchaktira Bala. Bala means strength. Maya Akashana Chare Hayadu Bala. Lord Krishna strengthens such a soul with his transcendental internal potency. My dear devotee, if you wake up with this good news, Krishna, I'm yours, I belong to you, Krishna is so pleased. Shh. He sends down transcendental potency. And it is this spiritual potency which Krishna gives you, which weakens Maya's influence over you.
Именно эта трансцендентная духовная энергия, которую не посылает у нас Кришна, она ослабляет влияние материальной энергии на нас.
Krishna consciousness is very simple.
Сознание Кришны очень просто.
At the moment where you understand, you have a relationship with Krishna.
Начиная с того самого момента, когда вы понимаете, какие отношения связывают вас с Кришной.
When you say, my dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in this material world, today I am surrendering unto you. Please believe me. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. Prabhupada has always said many times that chanting Hare Krishna means just that. It's a prayer. Please engage me in your service.
Srila Prabhupada очень много раз говорил, постоянно говорил об этом, что повторение Харе Кришна мантры означает молитва, молитва Кришне. Пожалуйста, займи меня служением Тебе.
This comes, this realization, sadhu sangha nitya tattva avagatahana. When the living entity comes in contact with a saintly person,
это понимание приходит живому существу.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur takes up this ancient secret and talks further about this. He says, meeting a Vaishnava who imparts sambandha gyan or knowledge that we have a relationship with Krishna is the beginning of the jiva's spiritual journey.
Он говорит, что когда джива встречает саду, который вкладывает в её сердце самбанду гьян, знание об отношении с Кришной, то с этого самого момента начинается духовное путешествие дживы.
My dear devotees, do you also sometimes feel that your chanting requires life?
Бывает ли у вас такое, дорогие преданные, когда вы ощущаете, что не хватает жизни в вашем выступлении?
Do you feel it requires some divine energy to stop being mechanic?
Бывает ли, что вы ощущаете, что вам необходимо какой-то дополнительный заряд духовной энергии для того, чтобы перестать повторять механически?
I think if we are not tired and only want to go to sleep, then we very much want this divine potency in our chanting. This is how you do it. You do the Sambandha meditation, which I will teach you in a second. It means to become aware that you are eternally related with Krishna. And then you chant in this mood of wanting to be again linked or connected or contacted, in contact with Krishna.
И затем мы начинаем повторять Святое Имя с этим осознанием, с осознанным желанием того, что мы хотим восстановить эту связь с Кришной.
As long as you don't do this,
если мы не будем этого делать,
you only chant a shadow of the Holy Name.
То все наше повторение Святого Имени будет лишь тенью Святого Имени.
And a shadow cannot quench your thirst. A shadow cannot satiate your hunger. I thought to convince you this morning by making an experiment with you. But I discussed this experiment with my retreat team, and they said, this is too cruel. You can't do it on your first retreat in Russia. But I tell you about the experiment. I thought to invite you for prasadam, and then have the prasadam here in the sun rays, and then asked you, today, my dear devotees, you won't eat the prasadam here, you eat the shadow. Now you're laughing. But I have done this experiment in the past. And I have confronted the strongest aggression which I've ever confronted in my life. People were too angry, so angry at me. We know the shadow cannot, you can't eat a shadow, you can't derive satisfaction from a shadow. Because the shadow is not the real thing. At best, a shadow reminds you of the real thing. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, as long as you don't chant in Sambandha Gyan, you, that means knowing or being aware of your relationship with Krishna, two things will be a problem for you. You will always have material desires, and you will be polluted by anattas. And you will only have a shadow of the Holy Name. It won't be real for you. After some time you will leave the process of Krishna consciousness. Because it, unless you have a big position, of course, then you won't leave it. But for most of us who don't get the big position in our life and who most probably don't want it, We will feel so dry, so undernourished, so frustrated in our spiritual life. And we will have things like enviousness in our heart of others. And all these embarrassing anattas. Yes. Can I communicate to you what I wish to communicate? That it is so absolutely important for us to no longer chant only a shadow of the name. And that we enter real chanting at the moment when we become aware that we are, while we chant, that we are an eternal servant of Krishna. Govardhan Gopal. Yes, you can. Yeah. Yes. I'm seeing you are suffering in the sun rays. My recommendation is find a shady place, but not in your spiritual life. when we have a shadow of spiritual life, it doesn't work. So according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sambandha Gyan means to be aware of the following three points. First point, I am an atomic particle of consciousness and the eternal servant of Krishna. Second point, Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master.
Кришна является безграничным сознающим существом. Он его единственный господин.
The third point.
Третий момент.
The material world is a prison house that is meant to reform my truant tendencies.
Материальный мир — это тюрьма, предназначенная исправить мой непокорный характер.
You translated the term character. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, the word truant is a very, very precise word.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in school?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yesterday Bhaktivigyan Maharaj made a confession. He stole a bed during earthquake. Today I will make my confession. I was supposed to go to school like every one of us. But I never ever went to school. I left school when I was 15. And before that, I only did a shadow of going to the school. In other words, I would never ever learn anything. When it was getting too boring, I was just pretending to be sick and ran out of school to play.
Скучно, чересчур скучно, я притворялся, что заболел и убегал из школы.
I never did any homework. When we had to write examinations, I somehow did it by cheating. I'm the exact opposite of Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, who knows everything and I know nothing. He is a scientist and I'm the runaway from school. It's a very interesting combination. Oh, I always, when my father had to pay a person to bring me to school. I was never present in school. So most of us are like this in the school of life. This whole material world is a school to reform us. So that we can again be a servant of Krishna. Today I will boldly say, if you can't do it, it's all right to not be present in the school. If you can't do it, if you can do it, do it. But it is absolutely wrong to not be present in your relationship with Krishna and to just run away like it's a boring, I don't care, no, I won't learn anything here. The whole material world is only meant to teach you connect, be present in your relationship with Krishna. Again and again you should think about this. I am the servant of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us and said that this understanding must be implanted into our consciousness. Our consciousness has different layers. I think you know manas, the reactive mind. The body, the reflective intelligence, the citta, no, the ahankara, the sense of identity, and the citta, material consciousness. Our consciousness has different layers. Or our inner life, you could say. Our antakarana. Our subtle body. Our inner instrument. Now in this subtle body, in your thinking, you know, you must implant the seed of sambandha. You must implant it very deep so that no storm can come and blow this sambandha gyan away. Gauranga, you must go very deep, even in the unconscious level of your personality. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when you meet a guru,
говорит, что когда человек встречает духовного учителя,
he gives you the seed of bhakti in your heart.
Он получает от него семя бхакти.
This seed, it looks like a chickpea, which has two sides to it.
Это семя похоже на горошину, которая имеет две половинки.
One is your knowledge of your relationship with Krishna.
Одна половина — это знание наших отношений с Кришной.
And the second is the process, how to apply this knowledge.
И вторая половина — это процесс или метод того, как можно применить это знание.
Sambandha Gyan and Abhideya Gyan. That's the seed of bhakti. And you must bring it in your consciousness, into yourself. You must, that means you must constantly contemplate about it. I'm not a slave of Maya. As Prabhupada said, I'm not the body. I'm an eternal servant, eternal soul servant of Krishna. And then you must combine it with Abhideya, knowledge of the process of devotional service, your practice. Bring it very deep into your personality. Oh, swallow it. Accept it. Let it strengthen you. And then you can chant. Otherwise, you can't chant. It's all a lie. It's all false. It's imitational bhakti. It won't work. It may remember you of the remind you of the real thing. Like the shadow of an apple can remind you of an apple. But we speak here of experience of Krishna consciousness. Not a mental concept of Krishna consciousness. We speak here of what is discussed in the Prema Vivata, how Krishna, how the spiritual energy comes down, which is sent by Krishna. Can you still absorb further knowledge, or was this already? Let me say like this: I want to make one more. I want to make an exercise now with you. But I see some of you are really tired. What should we do with you? Shoda, how are you? You look like only sun. Is a sun. No problem. Yeah. Should we just stretch a little? See, the idea of stretching is bring your arms back, please. It's important that the shoulder blades should almost touch. And then you straighten the thing. Oof! It's a little painful, no problem. And now it's very important that you touch the sky, the ceiling.
Yeah.
It's very important. Many of you have still some place to... And now do deep breathing. Oh my God, this is torture. Tortura. Okay. Is it better? Some of you already are beyond the level of saving. It's all right, it's all right. So, We will do now the Sambandha meditation. And we will then chant a little, and then Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj will enlighten us. This time I will not ask you to close your eyes because it's early in the morning. I will just ask you to sit tall. Just look peacefully before you. Those of you who are awake, can now let go of everything. Breathe very deeply. Relax your shoulders, please. Let your thoughts go for a moment to the music.
Обратите внимание на несколько мгновений, сосредоточьтесь на музыке.
And breathe very deeply.
Вдыхайте очень глубоко.
You can breathe deeper by just exhaling all the air from your lungs. And then inhale deeply. Imagine yourself in a very safe environment. Maybe in a beautiful forest. And those of you who have been in India or seen pictures of India, of Mayapur, Vrindavan. Picture yourself as sitting either at the banks of River Ganga or the River Jamuna. You are alone, completely alone, no other person around. You can feel absolutely safe. Keep on breathing deeply. And become aware that in your truest being, you are really an eternal spiritual soul. You are an eternal servant of Radha and Krishna. It is only due to some misfortune that you have been absent from that relationship. Only due to some misfortune, you have identified with one material body after another.
И что какой-то злой неудачи вы продолжаете отождествлять себя то с одним материальным телом, то с другим.
But your fortune has turned for some time. You have met finally bona fide spiritual teachings through a spiritual master. And you have learned about your identity as a pure spiritual soul. You have learned that Krishna is your only master. Become aware of the following five sentences. I surrender to you, Shri Radha Krishna. Whatever is mine is in truth your property. Everything is for your sake. Everything is for your enjoyment. I'm really meant to serve you. Please take a few deep breaths. In your mind you can pay your obeisances. And then slowly come back to your normal consciousness. We will now chant in this consciousness. Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Please do these three steps in your mind. First step, become aware that you are a tiny soul. Second step, enter into a relationship or enter into the presence of Radha and Krishna. And third step, just pray to them to be engaged in service. And from that inner space, chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Like to have this type of this meditation in a longer version in the Russian text. You can subscribe to the Amritavani newsletter, and there will be a Russian emission of this text sent to your email account. Two years ago, I chanted in Vashana during the month of Kartik. And I had terrible pain in my body because I needed a surgery, but I was not willing to actually undergo the torture of a surgery. So I was trying to chant japa with this distracting pain in the body. At that time, I read in our literature that the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra can only become real if we are aware of our relationship. The seed of bhakti, which is given by our spiritual master, is really sambandha gyan and avideya gyan, or knowledge of the practice. And I applied this knowledge to my chanting. And I can only tell you, my dear devotees, although the pain really was distracting, it was really it was inhuman, the pain. Because Krishna accepts a person who tries to connect with him. He gave so much internal energy that the chanting was really full with life and happiness. So I really today we will think about this making the connection. And in the workshop, when you enter at 11 o'clock the workshop, there will be a devotee at the entry. He will show you a picture. It's a picture which saved my life. The picture shows Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan. In his hand he has a little note. A note written by the chanter. The note says, "My Lord, I'm trying to connect with you." Krishna takes everyone serious who, when chanting, tries to connect with him. Krishna frees him from the clutches of Maya. If he sincerely just says, "Please engage me in your service." Believe me, it's so simple. But if you chant, you can chant for millions of years. If you don't chant with this Sambandha Gyan, with this connection, Sambandha means band, you know, it's a bound state. If your chanting is not bound to Krishna, if you are not bound to Krishna in your consciousness, in your antakarana, you will only chant Namabhasa for millions of years. The real thing will, the shadow.
Yes.
So, Hare Krishna, I wanted to be finished much earlier. But I really, really, really felt a need to somehow present the secret to you. So we will now hear from our Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj. He has a microphone. Good. Please. You can go over time. You can go half an hour. We have called these morning lectures discovery lectures. Not just lectures, but discovery lectures. The reason is that every time in the morning lecture there is a very important point which is unveiled, which forms, so to say, the motto of the entire day. I am very grateful to you, Maharaj. I have discovered so much new information. Wonderful.
Because I went to school.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, yes. So we think Oh, Maharaj, very much. I very, very happy that this point is now so clearly presented. And I request you that immediately, as you are now chanting, I mean, we will now have our breakfast pause up till 11 o'clock. But Aditi Dukha Prabhu will start already. It's an optional program to chant with us at 10 o'clock. So it's good if you are there at 10 o'clock. And then immediately please apply the new discoveries. It's very important during the retreat that you think about these points. Don't just keep them on the piece of paper, but apply them immediately. Why is it important? Because you have to bring the knowledge from a mere mental or theoretical understanding to a realized understanding.
необходимо переварить его, оно должно стать частью вашей практической жизни.
And then you can easily go to the next session and next session and next session.
Только так вы сможете с легкостью переходить с одного занятия на следующее.
So now we will stop here.
И все, на сейчас хватит.
There will be times when you can ask questions.
Будут также время специально выделено для вопросов.
And don't forget to discuss with your retreat partner.
И не забывайте обсуждать эти вещи вместе с своим партнером.
Have a very nice day.
Спасибо большое. Счастливого вам дня.
Hare Krishna. Wonderful, wonderful.
Shall we go back?
Yeah. It was all this in my. This was.